Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad energy, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City studios of the Farrell Palooza, right across the river through the woods from where Granny went to bed because she was working on that super OG cushy cush cush all day and got a little sleepy in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends that come around flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaking. Hey, what's kicking? It's Farrell, and Mafia's with me somewhere. I have no idea what's going on his end, but I can't hear him, so I'm just going to do it. Anyway, I'm watching Dallas just destroying the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. They're doing it at the Chase in San Fran City, by the way. It's 42-15 at the basically about a minute and a half into the second quarter. I can't even believe how badly they're getting just whacked by the Mavs. I mean, you got to be kidding me. 42-15. What is going on here? That's crazy. I mean, they are just slaughtering the Warriors tonight. We'll keep an eye on this one and all the games tonight that are going on. I'll tell you earlier, the Nets are in the playoffs, and they did it by everybody else losing. So they're in, and they beat Toronto tonight in Tampa, 116-103. They're in. Right now, they still have the number one seed. It was all about spreading it around tonight. You had Green with 22 and 8 boards, Jeff Green. Durant had 17, so did Griffin. The double-double for KD, 17 and 10 boards, 4 dimes in 33 minutes. He hit 3 threes. And then Harris had 16. Shamet had 14. James, 11. Tyler Johnson, 10. Kyrie, 9. Kyrie had a miserable night shooting the rock. 3 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 5 from downtown. He had 9, 6, and 4. It didn't matter. They won anyway by 13. And as for the Raptors, Lowry with 24, Ananobi 21, Everybody else was basically worthless. Siakam, 10. Van Vliet, 11. He was 4 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 12 from downtown. Malachi Flynn had 13. It didn't matter. The Nets win, and they're in the playoffs, automatic. And like I said, they want the number one seed. That's all they care about, to be over Philly, to have home court. They're going to be dangerous. If you add Harden to the mix, it's lights out. I've had this argument with everybody. People just don't believe that. Like last night we were talking about it, people arguing with us about the Nets, that they're not that good and they can't stay healthy and they can't keep everyone on the floor. That's true. I'll give you that. When none of the games mattered, obviously, when absolutely none of the games mattered. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's for all of it. So, you know, all these games in April, March, April, none of them matter. I mean, these teams don't play their players anyway. I mean, no one ever plays. Star players never play in the NBA. They just get paid millions to never play. I mean, if I was an owner of one of these teams, honestly, can you imagine like Tillman Fertitta or any of them, Ballmer? Can you imagine you own these NBA teams and you're paying these guys hundreds of millions of dollars and none of them ever play? I mean, that doesn't bother anybody. Like if I'm an owner and I have guys and I'm paying them millions to perform and to do it in front of fans and to get those fans to buy tickets and to get those fans to buy merchandise and to get those fans to buy season tickets and to get those fans to, you know, get their butts in seats and in suites and then to make the playoffs and make playoff money. I need my star players playing. I need them out there on the floor playing. I mean, this stuff where you're just never playing, vacations every other week, fake injuries, BS, lying through their teeth to the public and to the media about injuries that don't exist. Guys just do whatever they want. They never work. They never go. They never play. They never do anything. That's the deal. These people that are talking about the Nets suck, it's because they think that they're not going to have Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving playing in the playoffs. That's the only time those guys want to play in the NBA. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Go with us, 844-843-6879.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so I found Mafia coming out of his hole. He's like Punxsutawney Phil. Your boy Mafia was in hiding. He came out of his cave. He was like Jesus coming out of the tomb. And on the third day, he rose again. Your boy Mafia has joined us finally. I thought I was going to have to do the show all night with no, I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't see anything. It was all just a disaster. And then Mafia is just like texted me. He's like, go. And I just started talking. And then I have no idea when I have to get out or anything else. I know like roughly when I have to get out. I know roughly that I have to do like other things, but it just would not have gone well. I have to say, Mafia, just before we get into all this other stuff, with Haro coming up in a few minutes. I bet you can't guess. I bet you can guess. What do you think I started watching tonight?
Ooh, something that you have not watched before?
What am I going to give you, tips? Am I going to give you, like, insight?
You know how many television programs and movies and things there are out there now these days with all the streaming services and TV channels?
I mean, what am I going to just give you the answer? Like, you know what I like. What would I be watching all of a sudden?
When Falcon and the Winter Soldier, your son got you into Marvel finally.
Well, that's a great guess. I mean, that is just fabulous in terms of, like, I have no idea how you got that wrong. You lose. You want to take another swing?
No, I'm good.
You're out. You're just like pulling out. That's it. You're out of the game. Not even going to guess again.
Watch Mayans that you haven't watched in a couple
weeks. Yes. It's Mayans. I'm back on my chopper watching Mayans season 3. And I've watched the first 2 episodes of Mayans. Have you watched any of season 3 yet?
Yeah, I've watched it all. I caught up today on the 2 episodes I missed while I was out at my parents for a couple of weeks. But I am all caught up on Mayans, yeah.
How many? What is there, 7 of them or something so far?
I'll have to go check.
But I think it is 7, but the season's not over, right? It's like...
No, not at all.
What do they do, 10 or something like that?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I think there have been 7, yes. The 8 is coming up this week.
Okay, so I watched the first 2, where the last thing I saw, and I really... A spoiler alert. I'm interested in ruining this for anyone that's watching it or plans on watching it. So cover your ears. I don't care what you think. Here's the deal. I saw your boy Coco. Is that his name?
It is.
He's got like an Oxycontin problem. He's crushing Oxys and snorting them. And then he like goes to rob the guy Butterfly or whatever his name is of all of his Oxys. But that just was a bad like drug induced decision. And then he tried to run, and they caught him, all these like vagabonds, all these freaks, these nomads, right out in the middle of the desert. And they caught him and they smashed his car in his windows and dragged him out of his car and brought him back to their camp to kill him. And I guess the last thing I saw was him getting smashed over the head with a baseball bat. I don't know if they're killing him. I have no idea. The show ended right there. That was the end of it. And I just watched the first 2. It looks like they've got a problem with another motorcycle club. They're planning on trying. They got their mule got busted with all the heroin. So they're going to try to do a gigantic, cross the border with a gigantic load. And then they're going to hook up and try to set up Tucson with a deal to help them out. And then their plan is to screw over that other motorcycle gang, right? And screw the 2 guys that run that and ruin their power and take their power from them and their crowns, because they have like an area they own, they run, and they're going to destroy them. Is that about right? Is that about where I'm at?
Yeah, that is about where you're at. There's trouble within the Mayans, you know, between the charters and stuff. And it's just going to continue to spiral from there.
So it's actually a different Mayans club that they're fighting with. The one that met on the bridge that night in episode 1.
Yeah, it's one of the other charters.
And he said to him, listen, if you think you can run without us, San Pedro, I'd like to see you try. Good effing luck, right?
Yep.
So I guess my next question is, do you feel... that and obviously the guy I forget his name, the powerful drug lord, the rich guy with the hot blonde wife, what's his name?
Galindo.
Yeah, Galindo. He's mad because they killed his mother, and he thinks it's his fault, whatever. And then he's out on a revenge tour. He kills the guy that was guarding her. He shoots him in the neck, and then in the leg, and then in the chest, and killed him. And then everybody thinks he's completely gone nuts. Meanwhile, he's sleeping with, like, the mayor of the town. He's, like, he's tapping into, like, somebody besides his wife, who he doesn't even look at anymore. The hot blonde is just left at home to drink all day. She's turning into an alcoholic. And then her sister showed up at their mansion up in the mountains, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
her crazy alcoholic sister.
Right. Do you feel that this show is I've watched two seasons. Now we're in season three. You're already through seven episodes. I'm at two. By tomorrow I'll be at four or five. So by Friday it'll be over. I'll have seen all of them. Do you feel that it's good? Do you think it's as good as, because I don't think it's as good as Sons of Anarchy at all. I think it's good. I like it. I don't think it's as good as the other one. I think the other one just absolutely shreds it, which is crazy because the same guys wrote it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kurt Sutter started this one just like the other one, kind of spinning it off. After the whole ending of SOA, this one continues with a different charter, but now he's handed it off, so it might be different, from this. I think partly last season they took over into this season. It's different guys running it, so that he's no longer the one fully in charge. He just kind of consults now. So it's going to be even more different that way, too.
So I don't understand what happened to the town, the army's there and everything. When he's walking around with his girlfriend and there's soldiers everywhere, what's that about?
Well, I think all stuff with the rebels kind of spouted stuff off, and I think they're kind of also going along with there was the violence that caused the lockdown at the border now for some reason. No one's allowed either way. Forget exactly what it was, but there was some kind of big thing that happened, some kind of violent thing that set it off so that both sides are just locking it down so he can't get his stuff across.
So, and the chick that was in captivity that, ran the desert people, whatever, she was...
The rebels, yeah.
She ran the rebels, and then, Easy's brother got her pregnant, right? And she had a kid, and then they took her, and she was in captivity, and she was in, the DOJ had her. They had her, hanging from handcuffs from a pipe, and she was all beat up, and... Then they somehow tricked them into getting her back is what I saw. They basically, they thought they were handing her over to federales, but they weren't. They were rebels dressed as federales.
That is correct. Yeah, they killed the cops that were supposed to pick her up, showed up and took her, and then now they've brought her back into the fold.
Right, so those two cops that were in the van that were driving at night, when they stopped them and they had those masks on and then they killed them, those were the cops that were supposed to go get her?
They were.
And then they took their Tahoe, and then they eventually showed up acting like they were federales, and they got her back. So now she's free, and she goes back to their hideout and warehouse with all the drugs and everything. And she didn't like what she saw. She freaked out because one of them was missing. People. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, so Pharrell and Avenged the Mafia, I'll figure out what's happening. I'll delve more into it. I guess I'll be on with you again Thursday night, Mafia. So I'll figure out between now and then. Oh, are you on again tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow with you because we got no show Thursday night. With that draft special coming on, that you'll be a big part of all over the radio.
All right, so if I watch more Mayans tomorrow, I'll catch up on where I'm at and where you're at. I'll still be behind you, but I'll have a better idea of what's happening in this third season. It's very important. The last thing I remember was the chick left the camp in her little orange jumpsuit, and no one knows where she is. So I'm a little confused as to where she was going. Probably looking for the person that was missing, but I don't know. Anyway, Rick Haro's our sports business and legal and hot dog insider on Sports Grid and on Coast to Coast and on Pharrell on the Bench. And he joins us here on a Tuesday night from lovely New York City on the waterfront. He's staying in a fancy hotel. where all the rich people hang out. All right, we have nothing but problems here tonight. This is a disaster. This whole thing started as a disaster. It's gone from one disaster to the next. It's just rolling over disasters one after the next. So I give up. I can't even deal with it anymore. God only knows what's happening. So Dallas up 56-27 on the Warriors and kicking their ass. Six ways till Sunday. It's breaking up so bad, Mafia. I can't even hear him, myself, nothing. Just so you know. So what? I can't keep going. It's chopping up like I'm at a sushi restaurant. So whatever I'm saying is being repeated in my head, and it's chopped up like with a knife. Anyway. What's that? Do we have him now? All right, he's gone. All right, Mafia, can you at least try to explain to me what's happening here on the show tonight so I don't lose my temper? Because this is impossible for me to, like, work like this. I don't know if you can feel me or anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you realize, when I was talking, it was all being macheted, like, with a sushi knife. Everything that I was saying was getting chopped in 100 pieces. And then I never heard him once for 1 second at all, just so you know. And then, like, finally, I heard you talking to me. So thank God for that, at least. So do you have any idea what's happened tonight? Is it my breath, my looks? Is it my picks? Is it do you blame the Mayans? I mean, who is it that we need to blame for this?
Technology. Technology just loves to crash on us when we need it the most, unfortunately.
So you're blaming technology for all of our problems.
Yep. Eventually the robots will rise, take us over, and this is just the beginning.
This is very exciting news now. So much for that. All right. So just so you know, our system is not working tonight. I want to let everybody know it's just a wonderful situation. I can tell it's not going to work, and that's that. So there's nothing I can do. The fact that I'm even sitting here talking is a miracle. But I have no idea what the hell happened. You know, it's funny. I woke up in a good mood. Everything was going great. It was fine. And then I usually, just so the fans can understand what goes on here, at just an hour before the show, we set it up so that everything's running properly, and it was. And then an hour later, it is just an absolute train wreck. It's like a train derailment. Like the train, it's a bullet train in Japan doing 300 miles an hour, and it flew right off the tracks and into the river. So that's where we are right now. We're in the river, and there's no more train tracks, and we're not getting back on the rails. We're not going to make our destination. None of that's feasible at this point after the crash that just happened to the show. So I just wanted to give you an update, at the very least, on what's happening around the NBA, besides the game that I'm watching where Dallas is up 60-29, and the Warriors can't hit the broadside of a barn. They're going to go down at the half. Will it get worse? Doncic to the hole. It is going to be worse. 62-29 at the half. The lowest points in any half this season by the Warriors. Watch, they'll win by 5. They're down 62-29, and it is just ugly in the city by the bay. The Blazers blew out the Pacers 133-112, and the Bucks 114-104 over the Hornets. So I thought the Hornets would give them a better game. I was getting 9. Of course, they lose by 10. The Thunder upset the Celtics tonight. That is flat out embarrassing. The Thunder are 21-41, and Boston is 32-30. How do you lose to a team that has lost 14 games in a row? 14 games in a row they'd lost. Lou Dort had 24. And bottom line is, they upset the Celtics in Boston. Can you believe that? I mean, what is going on in the world? That had to ruin everybody's ticket tonight. Everybody lost money on that one. I know I did. They were laying 10.5. And they got beat outright by 4. How embarrassing is that? The T-Wolves are trailing the lowly Rockets in Houston, too, by a point, 67-66. The T-Wolves with the double wins over the Jazz. That was impressive. And then they go to H-Town to try to beat the Rockets. They're down 1 with 5 minutes left in the third. So still plenty of time there for the T-Wolves to somehow try to get a W. I mean, all the Rockets do is lose these days. I mean, they've mailed it in. Plus, your boy, their point guard, John Wall, he's done. They shut him down for the season. He's finished. So that makes it even worse. I actually want to see what they're rolling out there tonight. Olynyk, House, Tate, Christian Wood, Porter Jr. And then they got Wilson, Martin Jr., Avery Bradley playing. What a disastrous lineup that is. It really is bad, isn't it? Towns has 21 tonight for the T-Wolves, and really nobody else is doing anything. But they're down 72-69 in that game. Anyway, I told you earlier, the Nets are in the playoffs. That's a done deal. At least I want to look at those standings as they are now in the East-West. So Brooklyn has a game and a half lead over Philly for the 1. Milwaukee's behind them by 2 games. And then they got a huge cushion over the Knicks and Hawks, who are tied. They're 8 games back. 4.5 behind Milwaukee, the Knicks and Hawks. And Boston's 2 games behind the Knicks and Hawks at the 6th spot. The play-in games would be Miami against Charlotte in the 7-8. And Miami's lead is 1.5 over Charlotte. And then Indy's in the 9. Washington's in the 10. And they have a 1-game lead over the Bulls for the last play-in spot. And a 1.5 game lead over Toronto for the last play-in spot. So, bottom line, right now, Washington has the last playoff spot. I'll tell you when I come back what the West looks like, you know what I mean? In terms of, I think Mavi is telling me I still have some time. I have no idea. I'm living in hell right now. I just wanted to be clear to everybody. I'm doing the whole show like you're just completely have no clue what's happening. Utah is the 1, Phoenix the 2, Clippers the 3, Denver the 4. They're 2 games back of the Clippers. The Lakers are 4 back of Denver in the 5. Dallas is in the 6. 1.5 behind the Lakers. The play-in games are Portland, Memphis, 7-8. And Portland has 1.5 lead over Memphis. The 9-10 is San Antonio and the Warriors. New Orleans is 4 games back of the Warriors for the last spot. So, like I said today on Coast to Coast, that's not happening. The Pelicans in whatever it is, 10 games left, whatever it is, they're not catching them. Unless Golden State plays like they're playing tonight, where they're absolutely getting whacked and they're losing this game. If they somehow win this game, I will keel over. You cannot be down 62-29 at the half and win a game. That's impossible, isn't it? I mean, unless Curry hits like 15 threes in the second half, because that's about what they're going to need. 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. Go with us on a Tuesday night.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's The Winning Edge. All you got to do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. And so as I was going through it, I was trying to tell you the West, right? So right now in the West, the play-ins are Portland, Memphis, San Antonio, and Golden State. I don't feel like the Pelicans are going to catch the Warriors. I think they're just having a bad night tonight. I think they'll either respond at the break and have, you know, Kerr say something to him in the room, and then they come out and start chucking threes and hitting and getting hot, or this game's over. This is 62-29, whatever. It's their worst performance of the year. They already said it was their lowest scoring half of the year. They're getting steamrolled tonight, and that's all there is to it. The question is, in the West, is Utah is a game up on the Suns. And, you know, the Suns just got done with a long, whatever, road trip out east. So now they go home. Tomorrow night they play the Clippers in Phoenix, in the Valley, and then the Jazz on Friday night. So Wednesday night and Friday night, those are brutal. Clippers, Jazz. Then you get into May on Sunday, right? I guess Saturday and Sunday it happens. Saturday's May 1st. Sunday's May 2nd. So Sunday they play, and they go on the road again at the Thunder, at the Cavs, at the Hawks. So they go, that's crazy. You go to Oak City, Cleveland, and Atlanta. I mean, they just were in New York, and now they're going back home, and then they're going right back out on the road to OKC and then to Cleveland and then to Atlanta. They're like flying all over the place. Then they go home and play the Knicks in Phoenix. Then they go to the Lakers, go to the Warriors, home for the Blazers, at San Antonio twice to end the season, and they finish on the 15th and 16th with the two games off the Riverwalk in San Antonio. I got to tell you, that schedule is absolutely brutal. First of all, they barely play at home the rest of the season. I mean, they played the three-game trip after these, two games, literally tomorrow against the Clippers and Friday against the Jazz, then Sunday at Oak City, at Cleveland Tuesday, Wednesday in Atlanta, home Friday to the Knicks, then Sunday they're at the Lakers, Tuesday at the Warriors, Thursday at home against the Blazers. That's it. Then they go to the Spurs twice to end it on Saturday and Sunday. That schedule is unforgiving. It is just brutal. I mean, like, the only time they're home is like for one game, and then they're right back out on the streets again. And that's just, to me, brutal. That is brutal. So I don't know about you, but, I'm not sure that frankly doesn't favor Utah. Because, I mean, I got to look at it right here. So the Jazz play the Kings tomorrow night in Sacramento, Friday at the Suns, Saturday at home against the Raptors, Monday at home against the Spurs, Wednesday at home against the Spurs, Friday at home against the Nuggets, Saturday at home against the Rockets. I mean, right there alone, Mafia, it's over. In my opinion, right there alone, literally right there alone, the last two games in April are on the road at Sacramento tomorrow and Friday against the Suns. But then they go five straight at home. Then they play at the Warriors on Monday the 10th, home to the Blazers on Wednesday, Friday at Oak City, Sunday at the Kings. I think the Jazz, you know, my guess is they finish it off in those five games at home in a row, that they'll take the division. They'll take the number one seed in the West. I don't know if you think I'm crazy, but if you have to play every game on the road and you're two on the road, one home, three on the road, one home, two on the road, one home, two on the road and to end it. Then, and the other team has five straight at home. I think they win it right there, Mafia.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, we've heard a lot of teams complain about the schedule, especially the funny thing is it was like all these East teams. It was, you know, Doc Rivers in Philly. It was Stevens in Boston complaining about having to play these home, you know, these tough games so close. Meanwhile, all those games for them were at home. And then the Phoenix is just traveling all around the country as they had this great season. Now at the end, it's like, oh, yeah, well, you've been terrible years, so we really didn't expect you to be here. So now just do, you know, pretend you're the circus and travel all around the country because we're going to give an unfair advantage to the Jazz.
Well, I mean, I can't believe I just saw that they have five straight at home and everybody else has this brutal schedule. Here's the deal. Right now, if it were tomorrow, the Clippers would play the Mavericks, the 3-6, right? Denver and L.A. would play in the opening round. That would be that. It's Denver and L.A., Lakers, in the opener. The Clippers would play Dallas. The 7-8 play, the 9-10 play, the two remaining go 7-8, right? So at some level, like hypothetically, let's say it was just like hypothetically, let's say, you know, Portland plays Memphis. Who do you like there, Mafia? Do you think, because the Grizzlies just went out there and beat them. Now they're going to play them again in Memphis or whatever. Do you think the Grizzlies can beat the, you know, the average and kind of slumping Blazers? Okay, and then Spurs, Warriors, are you going to take Popovich over Steph Curry? Because it's really, you know, that coach against one player. I mean, I'll give you Draymond Green as, you know, he's a great defender and a great pick-and-roll player with Curry. They play well together. The rest of that team, you can have a sandwich. But do you think Curry can beat the Spurs by himself?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, he's going to have to. Like you said, there really isn't anybody else stepping up on that team for him. They have games, you know, at times they help him out a little bit, but not nearly enough. I think he can go off like them. Just like Lillard, I'm going to trust in one guy to win a game in the playoffs, you know, among those four crappy teams. I'm going to go with Curry, too. You know, we know that he can do big things in big spots.
So you're going to go Curry. All right, so let's say it's Portland and Golden State. And then it'd be Portland the 7, Golden State the 8. So Utah would play Golden State. Play,
winners in for 7. And then 8, the loser of that game, plays the winner of 9-10. So you have to play the two games for that one. Like you said, it could be Golden State. I would take them in that scenario, too. I'd take them to win those two games.
Well, they're both two games, you know, right? No. Isn't it?
Nope. How does it work? 7-8's one game. 7-8's one game. Whoever wins is the number 7 seed. Then 9-10 play. Whoever wins that plays the loser of the 7-8 game. So if you lose the 7-8 game, you got to go beat the winner of the 9-10 game to stay in the playoffs. Otherwise, you're out.
Oh, so whoever wins the 9-10 game has to play the loser. They'd have to play Memphis for the right to get the 8.
Right.
All right. So are you going to take the Warriors over the Grizzlies?
Yeah, I'll take Curry again. I just think, you know, he can go off for those two games, give it everything he has, and then probably guess himself out before they get to the middle of the first round.
Okay, so the second half just started. The first play of the second half was Curry from 25 feet, buried a 3. So they're down 30 right now. Let's see if they can come back. I doubt it. All right, so either way, you still took Golden State, so they would be the 8 no matter what, and that means they would play Utah and that Portland would play Phoenix in the playoffs. So obviously, if it's Utah against Steph Curry, who are you taking?
Of course I'm taking Utah. Steph versus the whole team of badasses, I'm going Utah.
Yeah, me too. And then Phoenix against Portland, who are you taking there? I have to take the Suns.
Yeah, I have to too. I could see that one going 5 or 6, though. I could see that going later into the series because of the experience. I mean, they have a good team in Portland. They just have not played enough together, have not put it together enough with the little time they have played. So could they get it, you know, hot at the beginning of that series and get some things going and actually give them a challenge? Sure. But in the end, I think CP3 will help them pull it out.
All right. So the Clippers would play Dallas. I'm taking the Clippers. And Denver and the Lakers, you're automatically taking the Lakers, correct?
Yeah. No Murray, no chance.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, so let's figure out. I want to figure out the East. So right now, Miami would play Charlotte. One game. Who are you taking?
I'll take Miami.
All right, and then Indy and Washington play one game, and they who are you taking there? And the winner plays Charlotte, right? Correct?
Correct. If that's how it goes, and yeah, I guess I go Washington with that one. I mean, I just can't trust Indy. Washington, you got Beal going off and having crazy stats. You got Westbrook getting those triple doubles. I know they're not a consistent good team, but why not? They take it that game and then move on to the next round of that.
Okay, so Washington plays Charlotte, right? The loser. So you're going to take Washington or Charlotte? I'd have to take Beal and Westbrook again.
Yeah, I would too. You know, if you had the full roster, Charlotte, and how they're playing earlier in the season, if Hayward was playing at his peak, maybe. But the way that he's out injured again, Ball's playing, you know, he's back playing, but, you know, it's not the same team as it was early in the year. I would take Washington.
What if they get LaMelo back and they got Scary Terry, LaMelo, and Bridges?
Good, but not good enough. I think Washington still pulls it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to lean. The more I think about it, I'm starting to lean on the Buzz City. I'm going to lean on Charlotte in that. All right, so let's say hypothetically you were right. And it was Washington in the 8, Miami in the 7. So Washington would play Brooklyn, and you're going to take the Nets, right?
In a sweep.
And then Philly against Miami. Who are you taking?
I'll take Philly, but again, I think that's another one where it might be a tougher series. I think Miami, you know, what they did last year will come through a little bit, but not be enough. I'd say, you know, 5, maybe 6 tops, but I think you still get Philly moving on.
All right, Milwaukee would play Boston, and I'm gonna take the Bucks.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, Boston was coming around there. It looked like they were getting back into form from last year. It looked like they were playing at the top of the game, but now Kemba's banged up again, and they lose to Oklahoma City, who hasn't won in a month. Get out of here.
And then who are you taking in the Knicks and Hawks?
Knicks. Hell yeah, of course the Knicks. They already beat them in the last couple games. Hawks are playing well. McMillan's got them playing much better than they did earlier in the season, but I'm not going against Tibbs and Randall. Let's go.
I'm all for the Knicks, but I think they're going to have their hands full with the Hawks because they can flat out play and score. And if they get Trae Young back and Herter and, you know, they didn't have Hunter playing. They didn't have Reddish playing, and they're still good. Imagine if they get those guys back. How good they could be. I think everyone and their brother is going to be on the Knicks because they're just going to hear New York and they're going to think, wow, they had a really good season. So I'm going to bet on the Knicks and I think they might get burned. I really do.
I think the Hawks could take the series. I mean, I think they could take a couple games. I think it could be a 6 or 7 gamer, but I still think the Knicks have a little bit more.
Well, I do. I want the Knicks to win. I'm just telling you that team. And I think the Knicks have the best defense in the league. They're gonna have to have the best defense in the league to shut down the ability they have to score. Capella does whatever he wants in the middle with Young. I mean, it's Lob City when those two get together. That's all there is to it. Herter scores. Collins scores. Gallinari has not been playing. If they get everybody healthy, I think they're more dangerous than you think they are. 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, so it's Ron on the bench with Mafia. I couldn't take, I suppose I'll look at it again, the Warriors game, but I just couldn't take it anymore. I mean, they're down like 35 points. It's just so bad, that game. I mean, I'm not interested in watching a 35-point blowout. Just one team is absolutely throwing in the towel and just not trying. I mean, you can say whatever you want. Like, Kerr, if I'm him, I'm like, you know, I mean, is anybody working tonight? Is anybody doing their job tonight? I mean, they are literally tanking, throwing this game completely. They're doing nothing. Hopefully when I turn it back on, they'll have made a dent in the game. But all I know is I couldn't take it anymore, so I put on the Reds and Dodgers. And the first thing I noticed was Joey Votto, who's... I mean, he has obviously started the season cold as ice, and they're two games under 500. They're not playing good ball. I know they beat the Dodgers last night, but they're two games under 500. That's just, you know, terrible, if you ask me. Remember last year they were like the playoff team. Everybody was like, they're going to – I remember Scott Miller told me they were going to win the World Series. And I was like, yeah, I think that's a little early. They're not there yet in their, you know, rebuild or whatever they got going on in the Queen City. All I know is Joey Votto, is he not supposed to be like some kind of star on the Reds? Isn't he supposed to be like some kind of badass? Because he's hitting 212. And it is amazing to me. It's truly amazing how the game has changed. So to me, it's all about pitching now because, I mean, every team's just loaded with guys that can't hit over 215. I mean, 215, you suck so bad as a hitter. It's embarrassing. It's flat out embarrassing. Don't get me started on growing up my whole life watching guys hover around 400. These guys can't hit today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.